World Expos, which take place every 5 years, are something like the Olympic Games of business, technology and culture. This year's host is Dubai, the biggest city in the United Arab Emirates. The Czech Republic is among the 192 countries taking part in Expo 2020, which was delayed for a year due to the pandemic. The Czech National Pavilion is already creating a buzz ahead of Friday's official opening, as Brian Kennedy reports.
Expo 2020 is the first ever international registered exhibition, as they are known officially, to be held in an Arab country. The Czech Republic is among the 60 countries to have built its own pavilion, housing a range of exhibits. At the core of the pavilion, dubbed the Czech Spring, is some groundbreaking technology of particular interest to arid countries such as the United Arab Emirates, which have an abundance of sun but a scarcity of fresh water. The Czech invented technological system is known by the acronym SOIR, which stands for Solar, Air, Water, Earth, Resource. The ingenious contraption uses the sun, i.e. solar energy, to create water out of thin air, which in turn cultivates desert land. The Czech Republic Pavilion, including a 12-meter organic structure encasing it, is itself a distinctive exhibit from an architectural standpoint and in appearance. An overhead cluster of pipes is a self-supporting structure made of fiberglass capillaries. A Czech radio reporter spoke to sculptor Honza Dostal, who has an expertise in steel configurations, as he put the finishing touches on the network of pipes.
The main idea of the pavilion is the SOIR system, which can create water from desert air. That water then flows through this fountain. It will show what the system can produce and how life-giving the water is. It is about 44 degrees Celsius in the shade, so the idea is also to have a shielding structure. When Expo 2020 opens, there will be long queues and people will be waiting in direct sunlight. Under the structure, it is 10 to 15 degrees cooler. It's an amazing difference.
Inside the Czech Pavilion are dozens of other installations and high-tech exhibits, such as one titled Under the Wings of the Phoenix, which features a model of a nuclear mini-reactor, an energetically smart city, and a nano-hologram refracting light. There's also a rotating exhibition that will highlight Czech culture and a restaurant showcasing the nation's cuisine. A few classics have been left out with respect for local Muslim Arab culture, chef Daniel Gordravoy told Czech Radio ahead of Friday's opening.
Since we're in an Arab country, we had to discard pork, lard or greaves. Otherwise, Czech cuisine has its basics, which we try to present, whether beef goulash or steak, of course also chicken or veal and potato pancakes.
While there won't be any pork on the menu, there will be Czech beer on tap, says professional barman Roman Matula from České Budějovice, home to the original Budweiser.
We will serve standard Czech pints in half-litre glass mugs with ears, but also in small glasses. But we want to emphasise that Czechs tap their beer with a lot of foam. We pull it in one go, and under the foam is a full half-litre, which is not typical in the world.
There will be plenty of time to sample Czech beer at Expo 2020 in Dubai, a full 6 months, in fact. The closing ceremony for the Olympic Games of Business takes place on the 31st of March, 2022.